So, is the protection recommended at the moment good enough? Not according to one of the world's leading manufacturers of specialized fabric. Freudenberg in Halifax makes suits to protect both civilians and the military against chemical and biological hazards. The suits are lined with activated carbon, which soaks up harmful chemicals, stopping them from reaching the skin.
As a chemist and an expert in protection, what's your reaction to the fact that thousands and thousands of farmers are using these hazardous chemicals?
I'm personally horrified by that. These are very toxic materials, and although they are used in relatively small concentrations, they will still affect the central nervous system. If these materials were brought into our factory, the controls that we would have to apply to them as they move through the factory would incur mountains of paperwork and all sorts of additional controls and safeguards and monitoring of the individuals using those materials.
Dr. Barson says organophosphates pass through ordinary waterproofs, so farmers need much more specialized protection. Labels on some dips do give a warning against working in spray mists, but don't mention the wearing of face masks. But Dr. Barson says masks are vital to prevent droplets being breathed in. He also urges goggles to protect the optic nerves. Boots and gloves should be top quality, and Dr. Barson believes that for absolute protection against the chemicals, farmers should wear something like this, a suit lined with activated charcoal. His firm doesn't make them for the agricultural industry, but he believes a much lighter version could be developed if there was the demand. He accepts that farmers could be uncomfortable in the suits, but they would be much safer.
With the way things are currently arranged, the emphasis on the type of protection that is recommended is certainly not good enough. And I do think that a lot of education ought to be undertaken to inform the farmer just what the problems are likely to be and what sort of effects he's likely to experience if he becomes poisoned with these materials.
The manufacturers say their label advice comes from official sources.
The information is not our advice, it's the Ministry's advice and the Health and Safety Executive's advice, and all the practical evidence is that when people do the job properly, they don't have a problem.
The Ministry of Agriculture were unable to provide a response, but the Health and Safety Executive told us that responsibility for safety advice rests firmly with the manufacturers.